This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Quarantine radio continues. Grant and Danny from the comfort of our homes. I am in my basement. Danny is in his laundry room. That is not a joke. That's actually what is happening. Weird times. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. The only Redskin to make the Pro Bowl last year. The best player on the team in a tough 2019 because he was incredible with his left foot booming punts every time he swung that leg. Tress Way is on the Mattress Warehouse hotline. Tress, how are you, man? Good to talk to you again.
What's going on, guys?
This is weird,
dude. How you feeling?
Man, I am doing good. I tell you what, I'm chilling. You know, the punter workouts aren't very strenuous as is, but now the fact that I can't go to any gym, I think I'm really digging these new punter workouts.
Yeah, the new punter workout rules are pretty strong. So there's a game we've played once on the show. We thought it was a success. Now, in quarantine times are different times, obviously.
It's a lower threshold, Tress. It is.
So we're going to see how this goes today. The way that it works, though, is you guys need to call us up at 800-636-1067. We need you Redskins fans out there to participate with the only Redskins Pro Bowler. He has grabbed something, a household item, from his house, somewhere around his house. He's holding it right now in his hand. And you guys are going to ask yes or no questions to try to determine what is in Tress Way's hand. That's how this game is played.
Man.
The game is called What is in Tress Way's Hand. How do we like the name, Tress?
You know, the thing I love about the name is that you can clearly tell what the game is, so there's no confusion there. Right. You know, I'm not going to lie to you, that $10,000 pyramid, I know that $10,000 is probably involved and the pyramid's involved. I couldn't tell you what else is going on with that. I haven't seen it. So I do like your guys' name choice for that reason.
It says what it does, and it does what it says, Tress. I think that is the key. You're right about that.
Tweet that. I like that, man. That's solid.
Bam. All right, so I think we could probably limit the yes or no questions to three apiece. So I can go, Danny can go, we can get our producers involved, and then we'll get to the phones as well. 800-636-1067. So line up your calls now to have a little fun on this quarantine, Grant and Danny. What is in Tress Way's hand? All right, my first question. Was this item inside your home when you found it?
Yes.
Is this item normally kept in a kitchen?
Yes.
Ooh, good question.
Golly,
very probe.
That you're unbelievable.
Journalism background. You can see it right there, Chris. Good question, Jeeves.
Does this item?
You cornered me.
I'm working you into a corner, brother. Does this item reside on top of a counter generally?
Who are you? Like, do you have, like, a history with Scotland Yard or something like that? Yes. Yes, it does.
I hope I don't guess it, because that would really ruin
it. Then we'd have, like, 8 minutes to fill. What are we going to talk about? All right, GP, go for it.
This would be like guessing the Wheel of Fortune before you get any letters, you know?
R-O-C-L-N-E.
Right, exactly. Is this item a toaster?
No.
All right, good. Let's go to Sue in Bethesda. Sue, on line one, how are you? Welcome to Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hi, I wanted to play the game with Tressway.
You're more than welcome to do so.
You are welcome to do so.
What's up,
Tress?
Sue?
Nice.
You've got three yes or no questions and then a guess at the end.
Well, here's what I think we should do, honestly. Because I think I narrowed it down pretty. I think we do one yes or no question so we can get some people on, or maybe
I like
two.
That. Yeah, let's
three
do
might
one.
Be a lot. So Sue, you get one yes or no question, and then you have to guess as to what's in Tressway's hand.
Okay, I'm game.
All right. So, what is your question?
My question is: does it have buttons?
No.
Great question.
Okay.
Great question, Sue.
Thanks, Tressway. Okay, I'm going to guess that it is a toothbrush.
It is not.
All right, thank you, Sue. Thompson, let Sue go. That was a good guess, though.
It is.
Very
even
good
though,
guess.
I bet you Tressway is quirky enough, he's left-handed and a punter, that he might keep toothbrushes in the kitchen.
I don't know necessarily, you know, where everybody else keeps their toothbrush. I just know that mine's here in my bathroom sink. But you're right. Talking to me, I wouldn't keep anything out. You never know.
Sue, remember, use the clues you've gotten before your questions to help you out here. This is an item that is in the kitchen and normally on the counter. James is in Stafford. James, how are you?
Okay,
James, you got to turn your radio down. I'm going to throw you back on hold. Let's go to line two and James. James, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
Hey, dude.
How are you, pal?
Real good. How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Good. Say hi to Tressway.
What's up, Tressway, the main putter, the number one man, number one putter in the NFL?
Man, dude, the only thing I would change about your attitude is I just wish you were a fan of mine a little bit. That'd sure be fun to talk to you.
It's a great day. It's a great day. Got to be positive, fellas.
Got to try to be positive. That's right. All right, what is your question, yes or no question for Tressway?
Is it something that you cook with?
No.
Ooh.
Okay, my guess is it a salt and pepper shaker then.
Wow, it is not, but what a great guy. I mean, all the clues playing in right there, that's good.
That is not that, guess. But
well played. Well
Big
played.
Game, James. Good
you
guess.
You guys have a great day.
You too,
Thank
buddy.
You, buddy. Thank you for guessing. Tommy, you can hang up on him. 800-636-1067. There are lines available right now, 800-636-1067. Danny, you want to, before we get back to the phones, you want to ask a question, take a guess here?
Does it require power? Does it require power?
Ooh, great
Golly.
Question.
I mean, these are – when I looked at this object, I was thinking, what kind of questions could be asked? And I'm blown away here. It does not require power.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, all right. So I thought I had something there. Okay, let me is it a butter dish?
A what, I'm sorry?
A butter dish, like what you put
in. Okay, my bad.
What is a butter dish?
Yeah, it's a little plate. You put butter on it. A little butter dish.
Yeah, the little white thing with the little cap or the kind of lid. Yeah, it is not a butter dish, but I love that. I may go have some butter.
Just butter by itself.
Just butter. I mean, I told you these punter workouts, I may just have spoonfuls of butter. You guys, whenever I come out next season, be like, I don't know, man. Tress put a little bit on. I think he ate some of that butter.
Is that Tress way or the new guard?
We're both at in the Corona 1915. You know what I mean?
Seriously.
Just a lot of sitting around. Yeah.
So much.
Let's go to line three. Tony's in Annandale. Hey, Tony, you ready to play What is in Tressway's Hand?
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Tony? How are you, pal?
Hey, I'm good. They kept me on hold. I couldn't hear what the first two guesses were.
Oh, okay. So I don't know why that was, but we can run through them. So basically, Danny guessed a butter dish. The lady before him, Sue, guessed a toothbrush. And I guessed did I say toaster? What did I say?
You said toaster, yeah. It's not a toaster.
You said toaster, and James said a salt and pepper shaker.
Yeah, it does not require power, which is something I thought maybe it did, but it does not. It does not require any power, and it's in the kitchen.
All right, so then, Tony, what are you thinking? What's your question, your yes or no question for Tress?
Is it something you put stuff in?
Yes.
Ooh,
oh,
great question.
Oh.
And I didn't hear the other two questions.
Well, okay, it's something.
I was on radio silent.
I don't know why that is, but what's your best guess? It's something on a kitchen counter that doesn't get plugged in, that he keeps
put
things
stuff in.
You can put stuff in.
Okay, I got one or two choices. Let me think.
Because you can't hold a cabinet in your hand, right? I mean, that's what's complicated about it.
All right.
Difficult.
I'm going to say it's a pencil and pen cup holder.
It is not.
Ooh.
A cup holder to put his pencils and pens in is actually not a bad guess. Let's go to Ronnie in Arlington on line four. Ronnie, you're on Grant and Danny. Thanks so much for the call. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Very well. Tressway is on the line, the Redskins Pro Bowl rep.
Rami, hey, guys, I couldn't hear it when I was on hold, so I'm sorry. If someone already
that's
guesses.
Going around, apparently. Yeah.
That's okay, man.
All right, I'm gonna guess a wine bottle opener.
A wine bottle opener? No, but now that you mention that, it is, it's 11-11. I may go grab it.
But I love there wasn't even a question. He just went right to wine bottle opener.
Yeah.
I love that.
He didn't even
I don't want to know anything. Is it a wine bottle opener?
All right, let's go to Slim in D.C. on line five. So, Slim, I'll catch up to speed really quick. Someone just guessed wine bottle opener. It was not that. Someone guessed a cup holder for pencils and pens. It was not that. We know that it's on the kitchen counter, that you can put things in it, that it doesn't get plugged in, and it's not a toaster. What question do you have for Tressway?
Is it made of paper?
It is not.
Okay, my guess would be a spoon.
It is not a spoon.
Oh.
Thank you for the call. Remember that you don't put anything into a spoon as well.
Well, you could. You could spoon like a spoonful of peanut butter, but it's not technically what we're talking about. It's a container of some kind, right? It has to be.
Is it a container of some kind, Tress?
Is that counting as your next question?
It is.
So I would not consider it a container. Do not picture any sort of container.
It's not like a cylinder object with stuff in, nothing like that.
It is not, you know, storing flour, storing sugar. It is nothing like that. Good question.
Damn.
Okay. Danny, got another question for him? I thought we were about to nail it right off the bat,
something.
And now I'm kind of I'm at a crossroads.
Man, you guys started out hot. I'm not going to lie. You made my hands sweat a little bit, and now I'm starting to feel a little better.
Is
Ryan on Twitter suggesting it's a fruit basket.
A fruit basket. I mean, it's not electric. You put things in it. It goes on the kit. It is not, but that fits all the criteria. I mean, we got to stay on a train like that.
Is it less than 5 pounds?
Empty, yes.
Okay. All right. I got one more guess before we go back to the phones.
Go for it.
Is it a cutting board?
What the heck do you put in a cutting board?
Oh, that's a good point.
You put on the cutting board.
Yeah, that's my fault.
I think it's something bowl related, like a big bowl.
Let's go to line one. Carl's in La Plata. Hey, Carl, it's Grant and Danny on the fan. It's something on a kitchen counter that you can put things in. It doesn't plug into anything. It's not a toaster, and we know that it's not a storage cylinder of some type. You got a question for Tressway?
Is it ceramic?
It is not ceramic.
Ooh.
I'm going to guess a coffee cup or mug.
It is not a coffee mug.
Damn.
Reasonable enough guess. Let's go to line two. Mark in Woodbridge. Mark, we just found out it is not made of ceramic and it is not a coffee mug. What's your question for Tressway?
I was going to ask, is it something you drink or eat out of?
It is not something that you drink or eat out of. Great question, Mark. I like that. Really narrowing it down.
Man.
People are stumped.
This is baffling. This is hard.
You got a guess?
Now, I was going to guess a coffee cup, but he got me.
All right. 800-636-1067. Tress, we've never done this before, but I think we're going to have to carry this over if you don't have anything to go do. We need a conclusion.
Listen, man, I'm sitting here chilling with the dog, so I would love to see where this goes.
Just holding an object.
This could be going until 2 o'clock at this point. What is in Tressway's hand? That's the question. 800-636-1067. We will recap some of the questions that have been asked. We will take some of your tweets. A lot of guesses coming in on Twitter as well. You are listening to The Fan. Hey, guys. Grant Paulson from my friends at Lindsay Automotive Group. Open for business, committed to the health and wellness of everyone that comes through their doors. That's why every Lindsay location is offering test drives delivered to you. Complimentary pickup and delivery for service maintenance and repair work. And enhanced safety precautions, sanitization. They're going through all of the motions. They're doing everything that they can to keep you as safe as possible during this coronavirus pandemic. So throughout their 55 years in business, Lindsay employees and customers have been at the center of every decision, and that is still what's going on right now. Never been more true than it is today. My buddy's the general manager over there, Paul Smith. He got me in a Chevy Cruze, got my wife in a Chevy Equinox. We go there for all of our vehicles. He takes great care of me, and I know he will take excellent care of you and yours. Find everything you need right now at lindsaycars.com. That's lindsaycars.com. You will love it at Lindsay. Grant and Danny hanging out with the only Pro Bowler from the 2019 Redskins, Tressway. Kind enough to take some time out of his schedule on this Monday. I'm not really sure what we interrupted exactly, but whatever it was probably more important than just talking to us about a fake game we've come up with, which is called What is in Tressway's Hand? So he went and grabbed something in his house. He's holding it in his hands. You guys are calling in and asking yes or no questions to try to determine what Tressway is holding. What we now know is it's not a toaster, a toothbrush, a salt and pepper shaker, a coffee mug, or a pencil holder. It is something that resides generally on his kitchen counter. It holds something. It is not something you eat or drink out of. It does not get plugged into the wall, and it weighs less than 5 pounds when empty. Tress, this is your first time ever playing this game on Grant and Danny. How do you think it's going so far?
You know, I think I was thinking about it during the break. You know, Hop and Sundberg and the wives and I, typically during the season, we do our date nights on a Thursday or Friday night, and we love doing escape rooms around the D.C. area. They grade them 1 to 10 on difficulty, and I'm proud to say that we only attack the most difficult rooms offered by these locations. But I'd put this one at a solid like 7.8 to 8.2. This one's tough. It is not expert level, but it is a tough item. But it is – I see what you're doing. You're sucking me in. I almost gave you a hint. Just talk. Nope, I'm done. Yes or no question.
You lull the – it's good cop, bad cop. You lull the person into your confidence.
I got
you
him take talking, care of them. Danny.
Grant's bringing you water and some food. We thought we had something there. Damn.
I just slid a pack of cigs across the table to trust
right.
what.
That's right.
And Danny, meanwhile, just slammed the door and after threatening to bang your head against the wall, and he walked away. I said, hey, man, can I get you something to eat?
Yeah.
I'm lulling him into a false sense of security. 800-636-1067. Before we get back to the calls, by the way, it is a weird time. I mean, shtick aside, like, do you go out and punt by yourself in a field somewhere? Like, what are you doing right now, if anything?
So I was going over. I will not say the exact location in case the 5-0 is around the corner watching. I was going out and hopping high school fences and going and punting out on the field. And then one thing led to another. That was last time I did that was probably about 5 days ago. And so I think I'm about to drive my wife nuts because I'm just walking up and down the hallway. You know, as a punter, the most important thing is your drop. And so we got hardwood floors, and so I'm just dropping that thing up and down the hallway doing my drops, and I think she might strangle me. So,
oh, jeez.
Jeeps, can you imagine if Tressway got detained, like by local police officers, like arrested Tressway for trespassing to practice punting?
That would I can see the mugshot now. Like his hair's a little sweaty and
a
ruffled.
Little tussled. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get these guys getting in trouble for like real things, and then Tressway of breaking and entering, going to like South County High School or South, whatever.
Off the fence to kick bolts. I love it.
I'd want to
have like a really good quote, you know, like for Coach Rivera or Coach Katzer, and like my only quote to the police was, "I was just trying to get better," you know, just something that like
right.
you know they slap right. that newspaper at. They just look at our partner here. He knows what's
I
going on.
I just wanted to help the team.
That's it.
And you got little ones too running around the house. You got twins now, right?
Yeah, man, we got the twins are about to turn two here in 2 weeks, then we got one on the way due in May.
Oh, my gosh.
Congrats, dude.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Just so many kids under three. Good luck with that.
That's a lot of kids. I'm sure you're immensely helpful during the fall, by the way. Your wife doesn't do a lot of the
You're playing
work.
So much zone, by the way. You're just backing off, giving up shot after shot after shot.
Yeah, my wife told me in just the coolest way, zone coverage coming in May. I was like, babe, I haven't played a real position since my sophomore year of high school. I don't know the zone coverages. Like, you're on your own. I don't know what to do.
She's got to figure that out quick. All right, let's go to line 5. AJ's in Tacoma Park.
Come on, AJ.
AJ, we're trying to figure out what is in Tressway's hand on Grant and Danny right now. It's not a toaster, salt and pepper shaker, coffee mug, not a pencil holder. Let's actually go Dan and Bristow on line six. Dan, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Tress.
You too, man.
My question is, do you put clean stuff in it?
Ooh.
Like cleaning materials kind of thing?
No.
Like stuff that's been cleaned goes in there?
Like, do you wash something before it goes in there, you're asking?
I see where he's going with this.
Gotcha. No.
Ooh.
Wow.
I'm confused.
Did I just kill you, man? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Is it a dish scrubber?
It is not.
Good question, though. Let's go to line seven.
That's really good. Yeah.
That's not bad. Tim's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. Tim, it is not a dish scrubber is what we just determined. What else you got?
Is it something you measure something with?
No.
Oh.
Another good question.
Is it a skillet?
Say it again, bud.
Is it a skillet?
It is not.
Show me skillet.
Do you cook with this thing, Tress?
You do not.
Would something be in this thing before it gets cooked?
Would something be?
Meaning, is it storing food?
It is not storing food.
Damn, okay, because I was thinking like a bowl with like potatoes or something. Let's go to line eight, Jimmy and Warrington. Jimmy, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
It does not store food, Jimmy.
Yeah, does it have anything sharp in it?
No, good question.
Ooh.
Going the blender route. Maybe.
Let's see. Is it a spoon holder, you know, that goes in the middle of the stove?
I know what you're saying. It is not, man.
Good question.
Good one.
You were like so – it's funny. Tress was like feeling bad for him. Like, listen, I know what you're suggesting.
I get it. I get where you're coming from.
I do. Every time I'm like, I know, and I see it. I see it coming, you know, with the question. I'm starting to pick up on this game now. You know, my name is in the name of the game. I'm starting to pick up on it a little bit.
Danny, what do you think Tress is holding? Got a question for him?
Is it made of wood?
Good
no,
question.
Great question, buddy.
Because I thought it was going to be the knife holder. Because he
is
said
it, made
empty
of metal?
It weighs one thing, but then when you fill it up with all the knives and different cutting stuff to keep your knives sharp, I thought that's what it was. It's not.
Yep. Damn. Yep. See, I was waiting for the materials question to really start taking place. And Grant, you said, is it made of metal?
Yes.
Okay. There is some metal in the making of it. It is not 100% metal, but there absolutely is metal involved, if that
does
makes
it
sense.
Does it hold paper? Anything made of paper?
No.
And it doesn't hold
It's not
food,
a napkin
And
holder.
It's in the kitchen.
Does it hold flowers?
No.
Does it hold silverware?
No.
Does it hold food that you feed your dog?
Wait, hold on. Did I miss a question or misunderstand a question along the way where it does not hold, like, what did you mean does not hold? Danny, I heard you say it doesn't hold food.
Yeah. Like, you're storing
you
food
like,
in it.
I will tell you, like, the fruit. Okay, storing food. Yeah, no, that part's out. I remember that question. So, sorry. Pick back up.
Okay, is this a real thing, and are you just messing with us?
I mean,
is there actually an object
say,
in your hand? You're just saying
that
no.
Would be really
say,
funny.
You did say earlier I could be the guy that, you know, keeps the toothbrush on his kitchen counter. So I don't know. No, it is a real thing.
It's a real thing. Damn it.
Here's my question. This is not a yes or no question, but at this point we need to give the people a little bit of a hint. Do you have, like, you're holding it right now. How big is it? Is it both hands? Is it one hand? Can you keep it in the palm? Is it smaller than a football? Like, what's the size of this thing?
It has a handle.
Oh, okay.
Water pitcher.
Interesting.
It is not a water pitcher.
Damn it.
You wouldn't keep the water pitcher out on the counter, I don't think, either. Let's go to Gilbert and Reston. Gilbert, it's not a water pitcher.
Out there.
Well, you should have unsweet tea because it's more better than sweet tea. Sweet tea is terrible. Gilbert, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Doing good. What do you got for Tress?
Does it hold smaller containers?
No.
Great question. You got a guess?
No, I was going to say, you know, the condiment thing, the wheel thing.
It's not a bad one. Let's go to line three, Luke in Centerville. Luke, you're on Grant and Danny. You got a question for Tress?
How's it going, Tress? Thanks for bringing some light to fourth down for us. Appreciate it.
You got it, man. I'm sorry I have to give the ball to the other team, but I promise I'll try and make them start deep.
I love some light on fourth down. What a great line that is.
That is.
All right, what do you got, buddy?
My guess, I'm not going to go yes or no. I don't know if it's going to help. I was going to say a soap dispenser.
No.
Thank you for the guess.
That was one of mine.
Line five, AJ's in Tacoma Park. AJ, yes or no question for Tress.
All right, so all of my guesses have been taken while I was on hold, but I'm going to venture another guess. Is it a bag to hold other, like, grocery bags?
It is not.
It's a fine guess.
I mean, is it a reusable grocery bag?
Is it a reusable grocery bag?
Yeah.
No.
All right, last guess from Sam in Fairfax. Sam, what's your question for Tress?
My question is this a traditional kitchen item, or is it something that was randomly placed there?
It is. What goes into it is a traditional, like, so what I am holding is something that I use every day, and it is a version, I'm sure, of what other people use every day, but it may not be the same.
Oh, I got something.
I'm going to take my guess, Danny.
Go ahead, please. Right.
I'm going to take my sanctioned guess. Is it a paper towel holder?
It is not.
It's a great guess. Danny, what do you got?
Coffee pot.
So I'd like to give your partner in crime one chance to take it to the next level.
A French press.
It is a French press.
Yeah!
My brother-in-law this offseason introduced me. I've always been a coffee guy. He introduced me to the French press.
Yes.
It absolutely changed my life. Every morning, I'm filling that baby up.
It's worth the wait. For people who don't know, it is a game changer. I do it on special occasions, like weekend mornings, Tress, when I got a little bit of time. French press. You got to grind them a little bit different. Oh, is it joyous. French press. The metal in it. That was the key phrase, GP. There's a little bit of metal in it.
Wow.
That's what gave it. That's it.
You know what?
Well done. I could
add an hour. I wouldn't have gotten it. I'm not a coffee guy. I don't know what a French press is. So there you go.
There you go. I'm sorry to do that to you, man.
No, it's fine. I'm just glad that you played the game with us. Thank you so much for joining us, Tress, to kick off this important series on Grant and Danny.
Heck yeah, man. It's good talking to you guys.
You too, pal.
You too, pal. You're a sweetheart. Enjoy whatever you're going to do today. Maybe watch a Netflix show or something. There's Tress Way. We're Grant and Danny. Jason Lockonfora joins us next for the latest on NFL free agency. And remember, at 1 o'clock today, Joe Beninati of NBC Sports Washington, the Caps play-by-play voice, will join us to announce himself doing various things around his house. We're Grant and Danny. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, our double play coming up in a little over 10 minutes. And we're blitzing at noon on the radio.com Sports NFL Insider Front. Our buddy Jason Lockonfora is on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. Lockeye, I guess we should first congratulate you, man. I know you're doing the Daily Radio up in Baltimore now. Very cool gig. Very cool. And
congrats,
I'm sure something you've been wanting to do for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Incredibly fired up. It's obviously a unique challenge. We're starting our third week. Yeah. So we have kind of been right in the middle of all this getting started. But, yeah, I just hope everybody's staying safe in D.C. And we'll try to come up with, some ways to keep people educated and entertained as we ride this out.
Yeah, what a time to start. Zero sports to talk about, right? Let's start a sports show.
As soon as we got on air, they basically started disappearing. So, we're tap dancing like everybody else.
Jason, I want to go around the NFL with you, but let's just start in our own backyard here in Washington with the Redskins. Super quiet free agency for them. They improved their depth. They went and got some guys who can create some competition, you know, whether it be in the back of the starting depth chart or as reserves. Were you surprised at all with how quiet they were in this first phase?
No, I mean, they wanted to make a splash at receiver, and maybe, you know, a guy like Robbie Anderson ends up making – some sense for them, depending on where, you know, how far his price point drops. But outside of Amari Cooper, I didn't think they would be trying to do too much big ticket stuff. Once you factor in the franchise tags, this wasn't a free agent class that I thought was overflowing with talent. I mean, Austin Hooper, like, he'll catch balls. Like, if you throw it to him, he won't drop a ton of them, but he's not a move guy. He's not explosive. He's not dynamic. He's not going to make anybody else around him better. You know, $20 million guaranteed for that. You know, as much as tight ends a need, and this isn't a great tight end draft, I don't know that I'd do that. Now, like, an Eric Ebron's a guy I thought they'd take a flyer on. And obviously this is all going to come down to the draft, right? When you're thinking about the 2020 Skins offseason, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, whatever, it's going to be about what they did with that pick. And did they use it on Chase Young? Did they trade down and get, you know, a bonanza of picks? And then what did those assets turn into? I mean, that's really what the foundational first offseason of Ron Rivera's tenure is going to be defined by, and we don't know the answer to those questions yet. But I didn't think they'd be running around trying to set the market, you know, at four or five positions. So I can't say that I'm shocked. But the draft and what they come away with will obviously be paramount.
Jason, big picture NFL, who's the best left of who's available in free agency, and why are they still available?
Well, look, Jadeveon Clowney's a damn good football player. He's not a natural sack artist. He's not, you know, going to get a ton of sacks, but he's going to do a lot of things that other people can clean up. He's going to be involved with pressures. He's going to bat a bunch of balls down. He's going to be difficult in the run game. He's going to set the edge. He's a very good football player. Now, he wasn't going to get tagged because he was tagged last year. And because of the lack of sack numbers, and because I think there might have been some miscalculations on his agent's part in terms of what was going to be out there for him originally, a lot of teams have gone ahead and spent their money on pass rusher already. So I thought all along going back to Seattle would make a lot of sense for him, and it might have to be a 1 or 2 year deal because of his injury history as well, which is something else that I think has scared some teams off of a little bit in terms of the kind of demands he was originally looking for. But, like, that guy can play football. I've always been a Cam Wake guy, and he was still generating a lot of pressure for the Titans before his injury, and I think that defense did slip a little bit. Not that they were world beaters with him either, but I think his absence was felt the deeper they got into their season, and he's a guy as a situational pass rush I still think can do something. You know, I mentioned Robbie Anderson. His off-field stuff gives me pause. He's had some character issues going back to Temple and throughout his NFL career, but he's a burner. And when he's right, he can stretch defenses and make a mark, you know, so we'll see if that comes into, crystallizes and comes into focus. The Jameis Winston thing, I don't know where he goes. And then what happens to Jameis when inevitably Cam Newton just gets released too, because I don't think the Panthers have a trade for him. They're not going to want to carry both those quarterback salaries for much longer. And I think Cam's earned the right to, okay, you've had a week to trade me. You know, nothing's going to make sense in that regard. Just let me go.
Jason LaConfora on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Are the Patriots possibly really going to do the Hoyer-Stidham thing? Is there any way that that's their quarterback depth chart?
No, I reported last week that there's no knee-jerk reactions here. They weren't all in on, you know, two or three guys to possibly replace Brady. They weren't all in on anybody. They were going to be meticulous about this. They were going to take their time. And they know that market factors could work in their favor. So while they're not expressing interest in Winston or Cam Newton or Andy Dalton, if somebody eventually wants to give them one of those guys for less than their – like if Dalton just gets cut because they don't want to carry his salary and there's no trades that make sense – and they can sign Dalton to a one-year deal on their terms, then you'll never rule that out. But it's not a great cap situation. And if their druthers is to address other holes on this roster with a cheap quarterback, I think they'll draft a quarterback if Cam Newton or somebody doesn't fall into their lap for 1 year, $12 million with incentives or something like that. They're not planning on that. If it happens and it makes sense, then so be it. But, yeah, I don't see Kessler being there. But Hoyer, the kid they drafted last year, draft a kid this year, let them battle it out for a year. that would not surprise me at all. In fact, that is, in essence, the plan.
Jason, quick one here. What are you hearing on the trade market for Trent Williams and Quentin Dunbar from the Redskins?
Not a whole lot, honestly, right now. Not a whole lot. You know, are they able to get their two for Trent? Is it a high two? I mean, I think that's sort of the problem right now. Some of these teams that have some interest, rebuilding teams, they don't want to give up a pick that high in a draft that at other positions looks overloaded with talent. So it might have to be closer to the draft as things come into focus, and somebody who needs a left tackle isn't sure they're going to be able to get one, you know, with where they're picking, then maybe things spice up then.
Jason Lockenfora, Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Give me the team who's off-season to this point, either by way of just free agency or since it started, something they did that you really like.
Well, I mean, I like what Baltimore's done. I mean, they were the best team in that division last year. And you look at what happened in the playoffs. They got pretty much handled at the point of attack by the Tennessee Titans. Manhandled. They weren't satisfied with their D-line. You get Calais Campbell for a five. You make only a two-year commitment to Brockers, and now you also keep Matt Judon. Judon, they could play as an end with his hand down. You could have Calais Campbell on the other side in a 4-3 look, which I think they'll be playing more of. Brandon Williams and Michael Brockers on the inside. That's, on paper, looks pretty good, and we know they have a secondary already that, you know, is one of the better units in the league. They're going to be in position now. They got two twos, two threes, two fours in a great wide receiver draft. They're going to get somebody to play opposite of Hollywood Brown and help Lamar Jackson out in that regard. They're loaded with picks. They got a three and a four from comps, and somehow they got a second-round pick for Hayden Hurst, who's the third-best tight end on their roster and who didn't have a path to getting a second payday ever in Baltimore. So if they draft the way they have the last few years, they might really be in position to. I'm not saying they're going to win 14 games again next year. I don't think that's in the cards. But they might be a more well-rounded team come playoff time next year than they were this past year.
Jason, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the time, man. Stay safe, and good luck with the new radio show, bud.
Thanks, guys. Hang in there. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you, too, buddy. Be well. There's Jason Lockenfora. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. Our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Next. Top of the hour at noon. We'll give you all the sports info you need in our Beltway Blitz. Oh, it is time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Danielson.
I'll take this one first. Number one, my friend, we have not found let me do this one first. My exercises of choice. I feel like I'm going to update people while we kind of are doing this, this quarantine type shows. Exercises of choice today, I'm doing 15 sit-ups between every commercial break, and I've only got little 10-pound weights, so I'm doing 50, 25 of each curls in the middle of every break. So I do 15 sit-ups and 50 curls, and then I come back. So the shorter breaks, I will probably be out of breath still because I'm in terrible shape, but I'm going to try to do that. Operation don't get super fat during this quarantine. That's number one. Number two. We have not found a good grocery delivery situation. I don't know if people have stumbled onto something or figured out what the deal is or what works best, but everything we've tried to do is basically either we're out of stock on everything or we're not delivering to you or we can't get it done. So if you've got a recommendation, at Funny Danny, but I ask you, GP, have you guys kind of figured it out? Because what we've done to this point is, and we're, you know, my wife has gone to the grocery store, and she's gone a couple times since this thing has begun, but we go through stuff so fast here, being a family of four. She has, like, you know, gotten the hazmat suit on, hood up, sunglasses on, gloves, and, you know, thrown everything away and sanitized everything. And we've, you know, been wiping stuff down, et cetera, when she's made trips to the grocery store. But that's what's had to happen. She's had to go to the grocery store a couple different times, which is not ideal. We'd love to do a delivery thing, but we haven't found anything that works. Have you guys found anything that works?
We have not. And to be honest, I mean, I am all for the social distancing. I've said this in the past. Whatever the experts say we should do is what we mm-hmm. should do. That said, I've gone to the store a handful of times now. I generally just try to go at night.
Yep.
When there aren't as many people there. You can't always find everything you need. My wife asked one day for milk. There was none. One day, I think I was there, and she texted me to get, like, tortillas, and there was none. Something like that. So, I mean, I'm not batting 1,000 with getting something every time I go. But
right.
Generally speaking, If you need eggs, you can get eggs. If you need milk within one or two trips, you could probably get that. I think you bacon. We're going and we're getting as much as we can. Like, I spent $300 one day, and then, like, a handful of days later, close to $100 for, like, cleaning supplies and different things that we needed. So I have been, like your wife, kind of our designated shopper, because I don't want my wife to go, or the baby, obviously, to be out and about or anything like that. That having been said, I'm not normally the shopper. It's super annoying to her because I have a million questions, and one day I'm, like, on the phone with her, like, yep, she's telling me which aisles to walk down.
Oh, it frustrates my wife to no end.
She was very, very upset with the whole process. But that's kind of how we've handled it. And I'll say that I'm way less prepared and or maybe it's diligent and thorough than your wife is. Like, I don't other than just hand sanitizer when I get home, there's not a whole lot of abnormal grocery things. I didn't walk around with gloves or a mask. Like, I went to the store. I got what I needed. I put it in my cart. I bagged it up. I came home. I washed my hands when I got home, and I put it away. That was kind of the extent of it.
And I think that's fine, by the way. But just
there's
for
a
record,
lot of people in the stores that are masked up, that are in their gloves. And I get it. Like, I'm opening all of the freezer doors, and I'm touching the same things other people are. But, like, my thought on this is I'm going to do everything I can to keep away from as many people as possible. But when we get to the point where I need to supply my daughter with one of the days I went, she needed diapers and food.
Yeah, these
I need to go get
things.
Diapers and food.
Right.
And that's what I'm going to do. And, like, I'm not going to bundle up like I'm the kid from A Christmas Story. I got to go get it. And if something happens, I guess something happens. But there's a difference between that and going to spring break. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I totally understand that. Or to the people that went to the cherry blossoms and were, like, rubbing strangers and you know, it couldn't be bothered to stop their D.C. trip. Thank you for your tourism dollars. But good heavens, man, what could you possibly be doing without? I mean, because we talked about this too. And I even tweeted this earlier. The echo chamber society that we live in, where you just tune in to people that agree with you, and whatever that is, right? Whether it's via Twitter, whether it's the nightly news, etc., has never been more apparent. Everybody telling you to stay home and not go outside, they're all telling each other. Everybody that's already adhering to this is listening to it, and then everybody feels very self-righteous and very empowered and very smart because they're retweeting someone that told us to stay home. We're already staying home. We have to reach Gen Z who's spring breaking. We have to reach the rubes and boobs that are looking at the cherry blossoms like they've never seen a flower before. We have to reach the people that are at a farmer's market just touching every apple or every piece of beef jerky or whatever, you know, homemade puka shell necklace is out there. Those are the people that need to be reached that are not being reached with all of the tweets and the messaging. I don't know how to get in touch with them. I'm not smart enough, but they're the ones who are not getting it.
No, and that's one thing I would say that was different is I wanted to buy grapes while I was at the store, and I said, you know what, any of this kind of open-to-the-air fruit, like cucumbers, stuff like that, unless it is prepackaged, I'm not getting that. That was the one audible that I made. But you're right. I mean, there are factions of people here. There are those of us that are kind of doing what the smart people are telling us to do. And then there is everyone else who's decided that they're not going to do that. But I guess my point is at the end of the day, like, I'm going to take all the precautions, but I'm not going to go crazy either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I got to go to the store, I'm not going and buying plastic gloves and a mask and going into surgery. Because I think people need those more than I do. That are actually doing surgeries. And, you know,
right, sure.
I'm just not going to purchase those things and take them away from someone who might need them because I'm going to the grocery store three times. If you missed Jason LaConfora, by the way, that'll be available for you on the 24-hour rewind function on radio.com, our NFL insider via radio.com sports, brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. The Beltway Blitz is next. Michael Phillips on the Redskins, Chris Russell on the Capitals, and Chris Miles on the Wizards and the NBA. Next hour, grading the Redskins free agency period, and are the Patriots really going to start Jarrett Stidham or Grant Dan?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.